The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now that the Christmas decorations are down, January is the time to freshen up your house, so why not start with your kitchen? Avon Murphy Allen is an interior designer and artist, and she is going to answer your questions. If you want to WhatsApp them to us, you can, 087 1400 106. The kitchen is the heart of the home, Avril.
It is. It is now, Pat, yeah. It's a great place to socialise, to eat and to catch up with family, really.
Always in the kitchen at parties.
Absolutely.
The way the song went.
Absolutely.
Now, freshening up a kitchen, we have already questions coming in. I'm planning to renovate my kitchen. Do these downdraft extractors work really efficiently? This is where you have it in the hob unit.
Yes. Yeah, they do work very well. I have friends who've used them. I haven't used one personally myself, but they work very well. But they do take up the space that you might gain above the hob. They take up underneath the unit.
But if you don't have a way to an outside wall, you see they work very effectively.
They work really well. Yeah, absolutely.
In other words, can I strip the laminate from my kitchen cabinets and paint them? Any tips would be appreciated, the prep, the type of paint.
So 100% you cannot strip the laminate from your doors because
it's glued
so well. And even if you think it's peeling off a little bit, it's not coming off because that's been factory glued originally.
Can you paint over
it? So if it's not too badly bubbling, blistered, yes, you can paint over it. So you use a product which is called a specially prepared surface. I mean, your paint specialist, you know, wherever you buy your paints will know that. And then once you've put that on, it acts like a really strong primer. And then it's the usual, you prime and you do two coats on top. And a paint will take about 6 weeks to cure. I've said that before. So you need to be gentle with your kitchen while it's drying. And then once it's dry, it's rock solid.
So particularly 6 weeks to dry.
It takes 6 weeks for
to
a paint
to cure.
So it's dry within a couple of hours.
It's
a chemical reaction. So within it'll harden within 6 weeks.
Now, another question is, how do you avoid getting a kitchen that dates?
Well, you don't. Basically, is the answer to that. We do follow trends. It's very hard not to. The trend at the moment is for hand-painted kitchens, for kitchens to look slightly less fitted. You know, but you also need to think about cleaning kitchens. So you don't really want to have a lot of freestanding units because it's more cleaning. And there's so much dirt in a kitchen between the grease and the movement and the cooking and everything. So you want to have a kitchen that's easy to clean. So how do you stop it dating? Maybe go for a kitchen that you can paint so you can change the colour as colour trends change. I would go for your gut instinct, because if you like a particular kitchen, then you're going to like living in it and working in it. And it has to be your space and not your neighbour's space. It doesn't really matter what your neighbour wants. You know, think about what you want.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because there are trends in kitchens, as you know well. And if you open some of these magazines, they'll all be saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But 2 years from now, they'll be saying something very different.
Well, a couple of years ago, navy blue was the kitchen that you had to have. And it was, well, in fact, it was black before that. Then it went navy blue and everybody had to have a navy blue. Now kitchens are going green. And that's anything between bottle green or sage green. Now, if you have a hand-painted kitchen, then it's easy enough to repaint it, but it's still a cost. So I wouldn't say avoid a trend, because if trends last 5 to 7 years, you're not going to tire of it that quickly. Now, of course, I did a cop-out. I recently put mine in and I went for more muted tones. I am certainly attracted to the darker colours, but I knew I'd tire of a darker colour. So I went slightly softer.
Now, this question, I am redoing a kitchen and I'm putting in a new floor and new units. Which goes in first, the floor or the units?
I would put the floor in first, but the kitchen has to be designed first, because the electrician needs to know where the electrical points are. The plumbing has to be done. So you do it in combination. So the kitchen manufacturer will come in initially. They will put in all the points, the service points. Then the flooring can go in and then the kitchen could go in.
It's just that according to this texter, the flooring people and the kitchen people want to do the reverse. They want to put the kitchen first in the floor after.
Well, see, I would want my flooring running in under the units. I wouldn't want a gap underneath the unit. The kitchen manufacturer would prefer to put it into a fitted floor, but you do need to work. They need to work together. You need to get the kitchen people in first, get all your services sorted, flooring and then kitchen.
What about lighting?
Really
down
important.
Lighters or centre light or light over?
100% combination lighting. Because you need to be able to read at the kitchen table. You need to be able to read a recipe. You need to be able to see what you're cooking in a pot at night. And you need ambience in the evening.
So you've got to have functional lighting so you can clean everything properly. You can see the dirt.
100%.
And then mute it down when you're dining.
And then also it's an age thing. You know, in your 30s, you don't need a lot of light at night. You get a little bit older and you need a lot of light at night. So you need to think about these things, growing with your kitchen.
I'm thinking of an island with legs to the floor. What is the best option?
I would go, well, if you go with a kitchen manufacturer, They will have lots of lovely designs for doing that. But 90% of the time, it isn't a blank space underneath. They will put in a kicker board further back that your eye won't see, but the dust won't get in underneath the island.
So it looks like it's going to floor. In fact, it's actually on legs anyway. Most of them are, aren't they, the island units?
So I put in one recently and I actually put a mirror on the plinth. So when you're walking in, you see the legs of the freestanding unit, and then the mirror reflects the floor. So it looks like it's floating, but it's not. There's no dust getting underneath. Also, if you have a washing machine or a sink on your island, you need to hide those utilities. So you need a plinth.
Countertops, quartz, marble, laminate, Corian,
really depends on your budget. I would say Corian is more of an industrial. So, for instance, the countertops in McDonald's are Corian. So do you want your countertop to look like that? Some people like a Corian countertop because you can get a molded sink into it. So it's all just one unit. Mm-hmm. But I think they're not user friendly. They can chip. So a commercial business probably has the finance to just change that. The quartz is varies in price. So again, it's down to budget. But sometimes if you really like a stone, you can find that in a quartz and it's more user friendly and it's better value.
Now, how durable are laminate countertops?
They're all heat resistant. You can't really put a hot pot down on anything other than stone. Even quartz would be very sensitive to that. You know, you need to have hot plates if you're putting something down hot on quartz. You can't lift, like, for instance, a Le Creuset out of a hot oven and put it down.
You have to have some sort of a trivet.
You have to have something, unless it's stone. That's one of the surfaces that will withstand that kind of heat.
I bought a new house and have to get a kitchen through a designated supplier as part of the new build. Any advice? I have a 5K voucher with this supplier, but not sure how to budget effectively.
Yeah, I mean, 5K is not a lot. It really isn't.
Depends on the size of the kitchen.
And particularly depending on what the cost that supplier fits in the budget. But $5,000 is not a lot. And I jotted it down there. You'll spend between 30% and 35% of your budget on the cabinets alone. I don't think $5,000 will even cover the cabinets. And then you have your countertop on top of that, you have your lighting on top of that, you have your flooring. So you really need to budget it before you do it. You can always go for a less priced door or go for a cheaper carcass, but you have to look at all of that.
Yeah, I mean, the carcasses actually, which is the cabinets basically, they can last forever and you can change your kitchen while keeping the carcasses if you buy well.
So, for instance, we did an extension 20 years ago. I put in an MDF kitchen because that's all the budget allowed for. We had a leak upstairs that I hadn't budgeted for and the units swelled. They weren't suitable for water spilling into them and we had to replace the kitchen. So you have to just think about the longevity of something. You get what you pay for at the end of the day.
Yes, you can remove laminate from kitchen cabinets. It's very easy. You just need a heat gun.
Good luck with that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not messing. You'd want to be good at DIY. Yeah.
And we've got someone else who says they did it. But
great,
fair enough.
Great.
Expertise required.
And the other thing is, look, Google is fantastic for Googling how do you do this. I'd say it's a labour-intensive job, but probably very worthwhile because they probably ended up with a beautiful kitchen.
Can Avril suggest splashback options, please, for a white-ish cabinet setup?
I'm currently loving mirror because it reflects space and light in the kitchen. The mirror has to be far enough back from a hob. If you're putting a hob in, it has to be heat resistant. You can put in a glass splashback. You can put in a painted finish, but there is maintenance on that. And then the obvious, the tiles, you know.
Yeah, I love when you said I'm currently loving mirror, which suggests that 2 years from now you'll be currently hating mirror.
And then no, I don't regret it, actually.
When water splashes up on the mirror, you know, you've got to keep that mirror.
Yeah, but you've got to wash your tiles. You've got to wash back down. There's maintenance in a kitchen. No kitchen is maintenance free. You know, even if you buy a self-cleaning oven, that's a myth. It doesn't self-clean. You know, you still have to clean it when you've put it up to the highest temperature. It still requires cleaning.
Now, one of the things that we did when we changed our kitchen, where there were cabinets and we've quite high ceiling, where there were cabinets, we had a gap. And you'd be amazed the filth that accumulates, the grease that condenses on. So I would recommend, if you can afford it, to build your cabinets up to the ceiling.
Yeah, even if you put in a plaster, you know, infill so that gap isn't there, so that the dust isn't
settling. It's amazing how much extra storage you get as well.
Look, it's the same as an extract fan. Do you go for a beautiful freestanding extract fan or do you go for a built-in one where you can possibly gain a little bit of extra storage? There is maintenance on a freestanding extract fan because you might not realise it, but it's constantly collecting the grease from the cooking. And so it's not just once a year clean. You've got to clean it more often or it becomes a huge job. And so that's the same of any little, you know, nooks and crannies you have in the kitchen. It should be streamlined for that simple reason.
Now, the question of something looking good but not being very functional, I mean, do you have any advice on where things should be located? You know, people realise when they take the hot thing out of the oven, they've nowhere to put it.
Yeah, you do need to think about space beside your oven when you're taking things out and where you can put it down easily. And I think also for access, another one of my real favourites in a kitchen design is actually drawers. Because before we were always using, the base units were always just cabinets. And now we've realised that the drawers are really handy. So you can get to the back of your base unit. It's better for storage, it's better for access. And all these simple design elements have come into to kitchens now, make it much easier.
I was told by my mother that reading at the table in the kitchen was a mortal sin. this is from Brian the Floor Guy. Kitchen fitters need to learn that the expensive floor they are not paying for does not need to run completely under the kitchen units. That's from Brian the Floor Guy, because you're never going to see it. But the problem
I agree with him once the unit is sealed. But if you have an open freestanding island, you need it to run underneath. You certainly need it to run in under the plinth. And if you change your kitchen in 10 years or 20 years, well, obviously not 10 years' time, but hopefully 20, 25.
You may not be able to get that floor to match up.
You won't be able to get that floor. I guarantee you won't be. Even if it's a natural stone, it's going to be cut from a different quarry. And so you might end up with a 10-centimetre gap that you can't fill. Then what do you do? So better to plan for the future, I think.
Now, one of the things that has been recommended, if you've got the space, you have a standard drawer, but you can get a deeper drawer.
Yeah, I have to say I love deep drawers.
It's amazing how much extra space conveys.
Yeah, great extra space. The other thing is if you have a drawer stack for your cutlery, it is the trend to go for a 3-drawer stack. So that's 2 deep drawers and 1 skinny drawer. But actually cutlery and other cooking utensils are better in skinny drawers. You're better off going for a 4-drawer stack where you've got 4 narrow drawers. So then it means you're not piling stuff on stuff on top of stuff.
Yeah, the jumble of stuff when you open that deep drawer.
Yeah, you avoid that
clutter. And you're trying to figure out where's the corkscrew and where's the...
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the deep drawers work for things like plates or for pots and pans, that kind of storage.
We could go on all day.
We could go on
all day. Look, thank you very much for that, Avril Murphy, Allen interior designer and artist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.